Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott is, he is the security advocate. He is vice president of Soho Solutions. He's the guy we turn to when we want to know what's really going on out there in the area of online cybersecurity. And he's one of the smartest I've ever met. Scott Arno, welcome back.
Morning, Jim. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Scott, I'm curious to know your thoughts on Hillary Clinton's server, her email server. As we all, as most people know, she, when she was Secretary of State, the day she was sworn in, they opened up a private email account for her, and they captured and managed all of her email, personal and business and government business, from this server. Not the government server, but from her own server, her private server in her private home. And, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of emails back and forth, private, about her family and her life, and in government about her business as Secretary of State. And now that's come to light, right? And there's been a lot of controversy about that. But I want to talk about it only from a security standpoint. If someone wants to do something like that, have a private standalone server in their home, what are the chances that they can actually fight off a hack?
Not wonderful. I mean, a lot of it depends on whether or not someone's trying to target
them.
Let's just say that
bad actors know that she has this server. Somebody
knew
about it.
You're thinking bad guys might have actually heard of our Secretary of State? What are you saying?
let's just say that somebody found out that she had her own server. What are the chances that she was able to keep her stuff secure?
Well, let's just say that her answers did not inspire confidence.
Yeah, when they ask about security, she said, well, it's being protected by the Secret Service. Like, that was the security they meant, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that is a relevant thing. You know, physical security does matter, but obviously that's not everything. That means
and
someone
that wasn't
couldn't physically break in.
I don't think that's what the questioner meant either, do you?
I don't think so.
So, but she didn't get it, apparently, because that wasn't what she answered. So now, based on what you know, what are the chances that her server was never hacked?
Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot of guesswork happening. I don't think it would be impossible for an intruder to get in there. Obviously, we don't know how this thing was configured. It is not easy to keep an individual email server secure, and in a government site, hopefully at least, it would actually be checked pretty regularly. They'd make sure all the updates in place. They're monitoring the system to see if anything phishing's going on. Obviously, if we're looking at this in a home, it's a bit trickier. And, I mean, certainly this is not the only high-profile individual who's ever done something like
right.
that. But it makes you wonder how exactly was it guarded. We don't know.
Well, having a private email is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Having your own server in your home is something else.
Well, you know, it's not unheard of for wealthy individuals or very high-profile
right.
individuals to want to keep their stuff under guard, so to speak. But I don't know that that was a terribly secure setup. There's no real way to know that. Like I say, it doesn't inspire confidence, especially when she's asked about security and talks about the Secret Service.
That's the part that blew me away. Of all the things that she said that sounded like she was, you know, skirting the issue.
Well, that's the thing. It might have been skirting the issue. It could have just been she said, oh, well, Secret Service, of course it's secure. You know, some folks
yeah.
don't think of it a technical standpoint.
But my point is
I don't know.
But here's the thing, though, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
You know she was prepped for days on end. How to respond to this. They knew they were going to have this conference, this presser. And
yeah, you make
know
a fair point there, actually.
She was coached, and nobody told her, nobody was involved enough in the technical part of this to tell her, if you get a security answer, to explain how the security was done on this thing. And to the point where she almost seemed surprised, and her default answer was, it's physically protected by the Secret Service. That tells me her organization doesn't know about cybersecurity. What do you think?
So, Jim, do you think that would be something like, you know, the classic living in a bubble where all of your advisors are saying, well, Secret Service had it.
Exactly.
And it didn't occur to her because there wasn't a real security person there going, well, Madam Secretary, you may want to look at this kind of thing.
And the point here, folks, is not to pick on her, but to pick on any member of the government where the government emails are being dealt with. You know, they need to be together. They need to be managed by the government. Not that the government has any better track record, perhaps, but
well,
at least...
you know what it is, Jim, to a large extent? I mean, generally
hold
we
on.
Think of
hold
security
on that,
training...
Hold on to that thought, Scott. I got to take a quick break. I'll get you coming on that on the other side. Stay with us. Quick breaks, folks. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.